Hello, and you are listening to the Tech and Porn podcast, where we talk and discuss about all things tech. And today you're joining me again and Jeevan, you know.
Yo.
I'm Darwin, obviously, you know, for episode 23 of the season 2 of Tech and Tonic podcast. So, we're still in lockdown.
Yep, nothing has changed.
No way around it. Nothing has changed. We're still doing this from home. Okay, so if you're wondering how we're recording this, we're using Discord and whatever tools that's available for us. And if you missed it, I think a few episodes ago we mentioned about, you know, the equipments that we're using to record our podcast, and that is to use a Razer Siren Mini. Both of us have one. Yeah.
And it's pretty clear, if I'm not mistaken lah.
What do you mean by if you're not mistaken?
I don't know, they're hearing it.
Well, yeah, so if you listen to our own podcast in Spotify, you would know lah, right? It's pretty good. I didn't add any tuning to it and stuff like that. But anyway, let's move on to the news for the past week. The past week hasn't been, you know, as noisy as the last week, because this week is going to be very noisy again because of Samsung, right? Samsung's going to launch their new foldable smartphones. We're hoping,
and wireless,
or at least we know. Yeah, in this few days' time, 11th, and you can watch that live on YouTube, I think. Yes. But last week, there's still stuff that happened. I think Klipsch and Logitech both launched their own true wireless earbuds, and they are very expensive. $299. That's also about the same price as, you know, the Sony WF-1000 X Mark 3 and 4 when they launched, right?
Yep.
But for Klipsch, this is like a kind of an update to an old product that they have, the T5. And this is a T5 Mark 2. And it still looks the same to me, but apparently this is actually better, right? And they added some new AI on it so that you can answer your phone without actually tap on the earphone or touch your phone. You just like nod and
apparently
there's phone.
It's gesture based, but I still don't understand how it works.
Yeah, don't rock your head.
Which will be very hard if you're listening to rock music.
Yeah, so if you're listening to those kind of musics where your head goes up and down, maybe you want to think about that. But I don't know. We haven't tried it yet. Okay, we haven't actually tried the Klipsch headphones in the past as well, so we can't really comment on its sound quality. Logitech ones, though, is actually made more for the work from home situation, from what I understand, right? They actually made this to be certified by, you know, Zoom from Microsoft Teams and even Google Meet. So this is actually certified for video calls. How that works for a wireless earbuds, I'm not sure. How it will affect your music listening experience, I hope in a good way. We're not sure yet.
I'm actually thinking, like, you get certified for Microsoft Teams, Skype and stuff like that. What's the certification for?
Maybe better conversations. I don't know. I mean, it is true that, you know, if you buy like wireless earphones, sometimes when you use them for video calls or even like your phone calls, it's not the greatest. I.e., for example, the Sony WF-1000 X Mark III that we have. The names are so long.
Yeah.
Those are not the best for even calls because they tend to sound a bit muddly sometimes.
I think it's also because the mic is doing double duty. It's picking up ambient noise and your voice.
Alright, so I don't know how they're going to solve this problem with the Logitech Yanko design thing. They partnered with Yanko design, basically. Looks kind of like a minimized Logitech Bluetooth speaker, in my opinion.
It does.
A little bit, yeah.
It actually does.
And then last week also, we see Google coming out to say they're not going to support Android 2.3.7 anymore. This is gingerbread. Yeah,
yes.
We were brainstorming this. We actually called it jelly bean for some reason. And then after that, we're like, wait, no, 2.1 was eclair. 2.2 was, what was?
Froyo. What was
Froyo. And then after that, oh wait, no, it's G, gingerbread.
Yeah, so
2.3.7 and yeah, older.
So basically it's end of lifing a whole chunk of old devices.
Yes.
Like I was trying to find out how many percent of the active Android devices actually run 2.3.7 and below. It's less than 1% of devices, so
it's not a lot. It's very little. Yeah,
very little.
2.3.7 is years ago.
I'm guessing this might just affect those you know, those China car units.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but, so it might affect that. But that's about
it. But most of the, you know, those head units that you can get, an OEM one, mm-hmm. they're running at least Honeycomb right now. Or at least Android 8. Like, the new ones come out with Android 8, if I'm not wrong. Right? So, yeah, it's very little people using 2.3.7 anyway.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to use Google Play after that. Google Play Store after that.
Yeah, basically anything that runs on the Google Play services dies.
Yes. Google also launched, well, not launched, they confirmed the existence of their new Pixel devices. They are called the Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro, not Pixel 6, what was it called, XL before this, right?
Yeah.
5 and the 5 XL. So it's a Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro. It's just two devices, two flagships. They run on the same processor, or the same SoC, you can call it, right? It's a Tensor. I almost called it a TensorFlow, but it's not a TensorFlow. It's a Tensor SoC. Tensor.
Google Tensor. It was Whitechapel before this.
Yes.
But it's interesting to see how this is going to perform. Yeah, and it's so also a step away from Qualcomm, which is big for Google.
Yes. It's not a Qualcomm processor this time, right? And years they have been developing on Qualcomm for years and years and years, and this time they are sort of stepping away, but not really stepping away from their usual partners.
Yeah,
because this Tensor processor is rumored to be produced by Samsung anyway, which they have done before in the past, so it's not brand new, but kind of something to look forward to, I guess. I don't know.
I'm interested to see how it stacks up to the competition.
Yeah, me too. We don't know much about the device though, so we only know how it looks and basically these things. Okay, they didn't even confirm the screen size. They confirmed how many cameras it's going to come with. The Pro will come with, I think, 3 cameras at the back, and the regular one will come with 2. They didn't even really confirm what kind of megapixel we're getting, I think, if I'm not wrong, if I remember it correctly. Anyway,
we should know, like, in a few weeks' time.
Yeah,
I mean, it is time for all the big hardware launches of the year.
Yeah, we are just waiting for time, basically.
Yeah,
YouTube is also in the news last week because they launched something called YouTube Premium Lite.
Yeah, so it's available in a handful of countries, mainly Scandinavian countries, and it's just basically paying for the ads to go away.
Yeah, so it's an ad blocker.
Yeah.
For YouTube.
So, not like YouTube Premium. Like YouTube Premium, you get all the originals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube Premium Lite just basically cuts out everything else. I think even background play is not available on YouTube Premium Lite.
Right, so it's just an ad blocker.
Yep.
Yeah, basically. And how much is it?
€6.99. So it's about 30 ringgit.
That's quite expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually quite a lot of money for YouTube Premium Lite for just an ad blocker.
Yep. So if we go with percentage-wise on the decrease according to what we see in Malaysia, you will be paying about 12 ringgit for Premium Lite compared to the 17.90 for Premium, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, that's not too bad, but you might as well go Premium.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay, and then Spotify also launched something really, like, not light lah, okay, they launch Premium Mini, something called Spotify Premium Mini.
Yeah, it's basically daily and weekly subscriptions.
Yeah, and it's not very expensive also, right? On a daily basis, you're paying 1 ringgit every day.
Yeah.
Like, if you're using it on a daily basis, lah, okay? And if you're paying for weekly, I think it's, what, 390 a week?
About there. But yeah. The only difference that stands out from the regular premium plan is that if you're going on the go, you can only download 30 episodes or sound files.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I think that's fine.
Yeah, unless you're going for a long haul trip.
Yeah,
I don't think you will be at this point. 30 songs should be.
I think Spotify Premium itself on a monthly basis is not super expensive.
No, it isn't.
Right. And if you're going to get a family plan that you're going to share with your friends, it's even cheaper.
Yeah.
So I don't see the reason of, you know, introducing the mini plans, but I guess there is some demand for like a daily plan or something. Probably
I think Spotify has been playing around with like 3-day subscription, 2-day subscription for a while now.
Yeah.
So I think this is a translation of that.
Probably, but I still don't see the point. I mean, if you just get like 4 of your friends to come together to share the Spotify premium plan, and each of you are like paying what? Just a little bit of money. Not a lot.
You're paying less than 60 ringgit a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. To me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Oppo. Oppo launched a new phone last week. This is the Reno 6.
2 new phones.
2, yes. Reno 6 and the Reno 6Z, basically, right?
Yeah.
So, they are powered by... This is a mid-range phone, so you can't expect like a Qualcomm 800 series to run on this thing. It's basically a MediaTek device.
Yeah.
Which, to me, is quite surprising, actually, because even their old Reno did have a Qualcomm option.
Yeah, it did. But at the same time, even the processors on the new Reno 6 and 6Z, they are not bottom of the line MediaTek processors. They are the MediaTek 900U and the 800, which are just one or two steps below the Helio, the Dimensity 1000.
You mean it's the MediaTek 800U and the Dimensity 900?
Yep.
Yeah, so they're not high end. Like what Jeevan says, it's not really high end. Right, and they are sort of towards the mid-high range, but it's still 5G devices, which is still okay lah, I guess. Right, it's not bad.
I think, the Reno 6 was aiming for a price point, not really the specs, because before this, we always saw the Reno as pushing camera technology.
True,
they were very, very, very on the point with camera technology.
That is true.
But this year's version seems to be a very scaled back Reno compared to the Reno 5 that we had previously.
True. And I was basically making a note out of this, and I actually wanted to see, oh, this is a camera phone. Like, they have been selling this as a camera phone, and it came with a 64 megapixel sensor, which is not bad considering, but doesn't sound like it's a big improvement over the old Oppo Reno.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first Reno and the first few Renos, both of us actually had the reaction of, why do you need so many megapixels?
Yeah.
And then we used the phone and then we were like, oh, it makes sense for what you guys are doing.
Yeah, it does make sense. And then the first Reno was launched, I think, as a high-end device. And then it became a mid-range device the year after that. We were like, oh, wait, no, not the year after that, 2 years after that.
Yeah, and
like, this, what is going on here?
This year, it's even cheaper. So the Reno 6 comes in at about 2399.
Okay.
And the 6Z comes in at 1699.
Okay, that's not bad, considering.
Yeah.
It's not the cheapest, but
It's given color OS. It may be a good buy, but I will reserve my opinion after we've tested it.
Until after we tested it, yes. Okay. Yeah. Asus also, well, they didn't really launch this phone. They just made it available. So this is, I think, 5-6 months late already, okay? The Asus ROG Phone 5 was launched, I don't know, somewhere in March or April?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. In Malaysia. And you could have bought that phone for a while, but there is one version that they kept teasing. It says, it keeps saying, oh, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. And that's the ultimate variant, like the ROG Phone 5 variant, ultimate variant where you have like the LED thing at the back. They call it ROG Vision, I think.
Yeah.
That LED matrix thing lah. Basically, you can customize how it wants to look. And it comes with 18 gigabyte of RAM.
It's crazy.
Why?
Especially on a smartphone, why do you need so much RAM?
Exactly. I feel that, you know, that's just overkill. But if you do want an overkill smartphone, it is available for pre-order. I think it's still on pre-order phase, right? For 4,999 ringgit.
Yep.
Not cheap also.
It's about the same price as the ultimate versions of the previous ROG phones.
Yeah, technically, for that money also, you can buy a Sony Xperia 1 Mark II, I think, right?
Yep.
I actually think that's a better buy to me. My opinion.
Is it Mark II or Mark III now?
The new one is Mark III, but the Mark III is not really announced in Malaysia yet, I think. If I'm not wrong.
I can't really remember.
There's too many smartphones. Also, last week was Acer Day, and they didn't really launch new products. They sort of refreshed their old products to newer hardware, right? So they have a two new gaming monitors, the Predator X34, the ultra-wide one, and the new Nitro monitor. These are two new gaming monitors. Not really new also, like they just updated it a little bit. So the Predator one is slightly more interesting at 1440p with up to a 390Hz in refresh rate. Why you would do that, I don't know, but yeah,
I keep forgetting that this is a podcast. My face just contorted. 390Hz. Why?
Yeah, I mean, the most advanced 1440p monitors now, most of them go at 165Hz. It's 390Hz. That's more than double that, right?
Yeah.
But the native refresh rate is actually 144Hz. So, yeah. And it's not very cheap also. It's 3,999 ringgit. So... yeah.
Why?
That's like the price of a PC.
I think can get a Nitro for that price as well.
Yes, you actually can get a Nitro for less than 3,999. But they do launch two new PCs with it, like pre-builds. One is the Nitro 50. It's a 18-liter case PC that comes with i7 or i5. And up to a 1660 Ti, if I'm not wrong. Okay, and that goes for 3,399, which is cheaper than the Predator monitor itself. And then there's the Orion 3000, which starts at 3,899. This is the i5 with, I think, a 1650. This is the entry level, okay. That's 3,899, which is actually not bad for a price, right? And then it goes all the way up to 6,899 ringgit for an i7, that's the 11th gen one, and RTX 3070.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then AMD also launched something new last week. The previous week, you remember, they launched GPU, and that took up most of our time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last week, they launched a new APU. Now, what is an APU? It's a CPU with integrated graphics. This is the AMD Ryzen 5000G series APU.
Yep.
It's now a 5600G and a 5700G. So that's a Ryzen 5 and Ryzen 7. And this brings us to a question, you know, like, because a lot of our friends also ask us, like, is it better if you're in a market for a PC now, is it better to buy a pre-built, a laptop, or build one yourself? What do you think?
For me, it would be a build, because laptops' upgradability is a question. But mm-hmm. if you're not planning to upgrade, by all means, go for a laptop. They're so much cheaper than a build right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Because I think if you're desperate for a PC now, and you're not thinking about too much on, oh, I need a super power PC and stuff like that. Like, I actually think laptops is a good go-to right now.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, both of us are technically working off gaming laptops.
Yeah.
And it can handle what we need to do it.
Yeah, they're still okay. It records our podcasts. It edits our videos, stuff like that. And compared to buying a build, like building your own PC right now. My goodness.
It would be a fraction of the price, but at the same time, if you're looking at upgradability in the future,
mm-hmm.
I think even with AMD CPUs at this point, you are looking at upgrading next year if you want to be quote-unquote future-proofed for the rest of AMD's upgrade cycle.
True, yes.
So I think given that, you might want to hold off a little bit, maybe until like February to actually consider building your own PCs.
Yeah, that's funny, because I also say the same thing to like some of my friends who's like, oh, I need a PC now and stuff like that. I told them, I actually asked them first. It used to be us asking them, oh, what's your budget, right?
Yeah.
Now it's us asking them, can you wait? Like, can you hold off that purchase for now? Like, yeah. I know it may not be a problem for you, but at the same time, we know it's a problem, right? Budget may not be a problem for you, but it is going to be a problem the moment you see the price tag of every part that you're going to get.
Yeah, so for me, like, my desktop literally gave out after a decade.
Mm.
I was running the Intel Core i5 2500K.
Right.
And it basically just died, and it needs to be replaced.
Mm.
I have been waiting for the better part of a year, because just to replace the motherboard and the processor, it's setting me back about 4,000 ringgit.
And that's just for two parts, you know? It's not like you're not like trying to change your whole PC. 4,000 ringgit is not very little money.
Yeah.
Prices have gone down a little bit, to be fair, but
they've gone back up though.
It's fluctuating. It's
that's the thing.
Endless
for me,
fluctuating this whole year.
For me to actually make the PC usable, I actually need to add in RAM to the equation.
Right.
And without RAM, it's already 4,000 ringgit.
Yeah, so it really doesn't make sense. But also, you have to think about it in the sense that, oh, if I buy a laptop, wouldn't I get slightly less power than, you know, the PC counterpart with a desktop counterpart? And I will say yes. But if you're getting like the 11th generation Intel Tiger Lake, or even like the 5000 series AMDs, the CPUs at least, and if you're getting an RTX 30 series card on your laptop, you're not actually that far off from your desktop build, actually.
Yeah.
A modern desktop build. In terms of power wise, lah.
You're not actually losing out on much, because when you plug in the laptops, they run pretty well.
They do.
Let's not take into consideration the fact that they are meant to be portable.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're using them, like for us, most of the times when we're doing work, it's plugged in. Yep. They run really well.
Yeah. And another thing is that if you're really on a tight budget, laptops do save you some electricity bill.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, actually. Think about it this way, because the Triton 500 that I'm running right now with a RTX 2070 and a Core i7, the 10th gen, the power brick is a 230 watt power brick, and it's enough to keep it running and even keep me playing games like, you know, Red Dead Redemption 2, stuff like that. If you buy a desktop PC right now, you're going to have to get at least 500 watts of your power supply to run everything.
Yeah, and that's with a lower-end GTX card.
This, don't even consider a lower-end GTX card. Even if you get an APU, you're going to have to get at least a 450 to 500 watt power supply. And it's, while it won't run all the way up to 400 watt in power consumption, but the power draw is actually significantly higher than a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're comparing between desktop and laptop now, we'll always tell you, maybe just buy a laptop. Like, if you're desperate for it, right?
Yeah.
Maybe think about buying a laptop.
And to be very honest, prices...
I cannot believe you're saying this.
Yeah, this coming from us is very rare. And it's very shocking. We actually spent 2 hours building a dream build on when we were in the office. Mm. So for us to say, get a laptop, is really something for us.
It is, because we've always been championing desktops. And I don't think it's just us. Everybody else has been too. And... if we're going to be fair about, you know, the prices of desktop parts being super high, the prices of laptops hasn't been exactly cheap either, right? Because I think a lot of the shops came back to us and say that prices of laptops this year is actually way higher than the year before. It's way higher than 2020 and even higher than, what, 2019.
I think some of the laptops that we have seen or review mm-hmm. are close to double the price of the 2019 prices.
Correct. So they're not exactly cheap right now either. So we're not trying to say that, oh yeah, laptops are cheaper now. They're not. Okay, they're still very expensive. And if you ask us whether it's better worth getting a desktop or a laptop, we will still say it really depends on what you want.
Yeah.
But to us, for both of us, we still want desktops, which is, it's not...
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. We are desktop people. But to be very fair, given the current climate of the market
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you have so much additional cost when it comes to building a desktop,
yep,
you're paying for a complete system with a laptop.
Correct.
And that is what matters. So, like, for me, I've been wanting to build a new desktop for the longest mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. I think Darwin can vouch for this. I've been mentioning it for past 2-3 years.
Yep.
Because it was a matter of time before my desktop died.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant that I needed to invest. And initially, it was going to cost me $8,000 to build a water-cooled system.
Right. It's way more than that now.
Yeah, it's hitting 11,000. At that point, I'm like, I better pay the down payment for a car.
Yeah, you might actually need to fork out 10,000 to 15,000 for a proper water cool build today.
Yeah,
and this is not even using custom water blocks. This is using AIOs. Not even considering custom water blocks. That's going to set you back even more. Because you have to consider the fittings, the tubing and stuff like that. You have to put all of that into account, right? Now, that's building your own PC. Some people like think, oh, we're not going to carry the PC around anyway. So what about pre-builds?
There are some on the market that are really, really worth it.
A lot of them are not, though.
Yeah. Like, I think you brought this up last week. There's the Asus TUF pre-built mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the Acer Orion. Orion 9000, right?
Orion 3000. 1,000. That just launched. The one that just launched in Acer Day. So I got to comparing prices last week because I was checking out, this is the new Orion 3000, and I was looking at the price, 6,899. This is not including your monitor, your keyboard, your mouse, and a headphone. Although if you did buy yours last week, in the Acer Day, you probably would have gotten a free headphone anyway, right? So not bad. That's actually not a bad deal. But what you're getting with it is an Intel Core i7, the 1175G, I think? The 1175, I think something like that, right? But it's an 11th generation Core i7 for gaming, right? It's not unlocked. It's not strictly unlocked, okay? So you can't really overclock it all the way up. But there's some overclocking tweaks within, I think, Acer's Predator Sense software itself, right?
Yeah.
You get 16 gigs of RAM, okay, which is sufficient, like way more than sufficient, actually. 16 gigs, gigabyte of RAM is more than enough for a lot of games today. I think 512 gigabytes of storage. And get this, you're getting an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070.
That's
for 6,899.
Pretty good.
And 99, yes.
That's a lot cheaper than the bill that I had.
No, like, seriously, think about it. Think about it. It's not cheap, okay? I will not say that 6,000 and above ringgit, nearly 7,000 ringgit here is cheap. It's not, okay? It's still quite a bit of money for you to spend on a PC, and especially if you're getting the PC without a monitor, a keyboard, or even a mouse, okay? You don't even get speakers for it, right? It's not cheap. It's really not. But considering what you're getting for the build, I checked the price. I went on the internet to check price for the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070. Okay, and the cheapest that I could find was about 4,000 ringgit.
Yeah, I think the cheapest I saw was about 3,800 something.
Yeah, and that's for one GPU.
The GPU will run you the cost of the PC. I am not kidding you. Like, even for my replacement PC, I have to reuse my old graphics card first because the prices of graphics cards is just so outrageous at this moment.
It's insane. I mean, think about it, right? If this is the cheaper end of the spectrum, this is not even considered like reference cards, right? You technically can't really find reference cards in the market currently, and the Orion 3000 comes with the reference card, I think. The Asus TUF one comes with their own Asus TUF RTX 3050, if I'm not wrong, or was it GTX 1660 Ti? I can't remember. I think you can spec it up to all the way up to 3060, I think.
Yeah, I think you can go all the way up.
Yeah, and it's slightly cheaper than the Acer one, the Orion, right? But it's not that expensive. You're still getting a Core i7 for it. And a GTX 1660 Ti is still powerful enough, like plenty powerful. And that's about 4,000 plus ringgit, if I remember correctly, right? While you don't get a lot of the parts, like you don't get like the monitor, you don't get a keyboard, you don't get the mouse, considering that's actually pretty cheap.
Given that other, like the parts alone, if you add them up, GPU is going to run you, for us, it will run us a minimum of 3K.
Minimum. And that's not even considering like you're getting the NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070, if we follow our spec, right?
Yeah.
And that's not even coming from a super, super, super reputable board partner. This is something from like a Power Color or something like that. Or Pali.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Asus.
It's not one of the big brands. It's one of the smaller brands.
Yeah, and you can't even get an OC version of it, like overclocked version. No way.
And on top of that, you are going to have to buy motherboard,
which
is not you will want to buy a reputable brand.
Yeah.
You need a cooling system.
You need a power supply. You need a power supply.
You need your RAM.
And here's the thing about power supply. You don't want to cheap out on power supply. You really don't.
Yeah, you really, really don't. I have cheaped out on power supplies and ended up regretting it a few months later.
It will blow up.
And if your power supply blows up, you don't know whether it's your power supply alone or did it take other casualties.
Correct. You don't want that, right? So you don't really want to cheap out on your power supply. And I think the other day I was checking numbers for the power supply as well. A 650 watt, I think, will run you about 400 ringgit to 500 ringgit.
Yeah.
Currently.
Around that.
If I'm wrong. Yeah. So it's not cheap. It's really not cheap. So after considering all that, I was just looking. This was, I think, Friday when I was talking to Jeevan about the Acer Predator Orion 3000. We're not sponsored by Acer for this podcast, by the way. Okay. But I was just looking at that. I'm like, if I'm going to get an Asus tough RTX 3070 card, that's already 5,000 ringgit on its own.
Yeah.
This desktop unit, this whole thing is 6,899 ringgit. I'm like, wait, that's actually not bad.
Garrett actually just messaged me and was like, oi, you need to replace your desktop, right? You go and check the Orion.
Yeah. It's actually not bad. Like, it's, if he's going to spend 4,000 ringgit on a motherboard and a CPU setup, right? Hey, you might as well get this, man. Just top up a bit more, right?
It's the whole set. And I don't need a monitor. I don't need speakers. I don't need a keyboard.
Exactly. And it's a very, very, very powerful setup. It's super powerful.
Yeah. It's
an RTX 3070 and a Core i7. That's enough for gaming. Like, more than enough.
I forget gaming. It's enough to run gaming. It's enough to run my home server.
Yeah, well, you need to add more hard drive into it, lah, obviously. But you can. It's not a big problem, right? And the best part is that when you look at the internals, it's not like the Alienware systems where they pack it all in and it looks like an alien hardware inside because you don't understand how they pack everything in, okay? And the cooler doesn't look proper. There's a lot of restrictions in airflow and stuff like that just for them to fit in a small case, right? You look at it, it actually looks normal. You can upgrade everything on your own.
Which is a big plus.
Very big plus, because like a proper desktop tower setup for you, like I think if you can get a chassis, right, an aluminium chassis from a reputable brand, that's going to set you back at least 300 to 500 ringgit.
I think when we were building that dream build, we ended up getting a chassis that was nearly 1,000 ringgit.
Yeah, but we were going for like a full tower build, right?
Yeah.
And that's not cheap because there's more materials. But like if you're going for a regular tower, like a mid-sized tower, 300-400 ringgit is a sort of reasonable amount of money for you to get on a reputable big brand, right? And if you don't mind cheaping out, it's about 150 ringgit. But you get a cheaper chassis, basically, and you have to spend on fans and whatnot, right? This one is coming from Acer. It looks like a normal PC chassis, right? You have the PSU shroud. You have some slots for additional, hard drives and stuff like that. You get an 80 plus gold certified PSU also, although it's only 500 watts. Okay, admittedly, that's a bit small for a 3070. I would actually add a little bit more, but
I would go up to either a 650 or 750.
Yeah, just to be on the safe side. But it is enough. It is enough to run the PC. And really, it's not really that expensive. I was like looking at it. Huh.
It's not really that expensive, but given the economic climate right now,
yeah,
it's a, still 6, 000, a bit of an ouch.
6,899 is still not a small amount of money. It's
yeah,
still a lot of money to us, that is, to be fair.
But it is cheaper than a lot of options out there.
Yes, it is cheaper than a lot of pre-builds out there. It's cheaper than building your own PC. That's for sure. Like,
yeah,
I never understood that. Like, that's the part that kind of blew my mind a little bit this year, I think. Like, buying PC laptops and even pre-builds now makes more sense than buying and building your own desktop.
Which it's never been never like the case.
Yes, it's never been like that. So we kind of struggle to understand that a little bit. And that's why we come up with a question like, so if you want to buy or if you need a PC now, which one should you go for kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right?
But I think it's the correct question for current situation.
Because it is.
Some people need the PC for studies. Some people need the PC for work. But at the same time, when you're building a desktop, you're not looking at something that you can use for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, you want it to last you like 10.
Yeah, which my desktop actually did.
Yeah.
And you're building for a long period of use, or you will be upgrading in between here and there.
True. That is, if you're going to buy either a pre-built or you're building your own PC, right? And when you buy a pre-built, I always think that pre-builds are not worth it because they are designed very weirdly.
They are designed weirdly, and they used to be more expensive than building yourself.
It used to be a lot more expensive, right? Their chassis design is not only weird, it's uncustomizable. It's not user-friendly at all, right? But with the right setup, I think a pre-built is quite good at this point, at this price point.
Yeah, at this price point, in this climate, yes.
Yes, it is. Even if they are probably using slightly older hardware, they make a bit they make quite a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For some reason, this is just weird, okay? But ultimately, I think if you want to buy a new PC at this point, I'll say don't, if you can. If you're not desperate.
If you can wait it out, wait it out.
Yeah. Just save your money a little bit. You know, wait it out. If you really need something to work with, can I suggest a Chromebook?
For word processing, yes.
I know Chromebooks are not the best out there, and we haven't been very kind ourselves to Chromebooks, right? We haven't really published a review of Chromebook or, you know, a Chrome OS tablet because we're not very fond of it. Like, to be really honest, for what we do, we're not super fond of it. But like,
yeah,
all you need to do is just check your emails and do simple word processing. Give it a think because they are really cheap and they're going for even cheaper now.
Yeah. And if you are working on Google Cloud, even more reason.
Exactly. But yeah, ultimately, I think maybe not buy a PC now. Like, if you can. Like, if you really absolutely have to, probably get a laptop. Or if you want that kind of power, maybe buy a pre-built. But also really depends on what you can afford, I think. Right? Just go back to depending on your budget.
Yep.
Yeah. And that is all the time we have for the show. Today, we've run quite long also because this is an issue that's quite close to our heart, okay? Because people actually come up to ask us like, hey, I want to buy a PC now. Like, what should I buy?
Yeah. And a lot of people are actually coming up to us and asking us for advice for even their companies, like what laptop should they buy?
Exactly. So we keep telling them, look, if you can hold it out, just hold it out because prices are not encouraging. And that's I think the most common thing I say to people these days, like when they ask me, hey, I want to buy a PC. What kind of PC should I buy? Should I buy a desktop or should I buy a laptop or should I build my own? And I always tell them, save your money, wait until next year.
It is a trend.
It is. It is a trend. We're starting to say that a lot. And yeah. So if you are looking for an advice, okay, on whether or not you should buy a PC, or you should build a PC, or you should buy a laptop, please do take our advice into account. Save your money. Probably just wait if you're not desperate, right? Yeah. If you are really desperate, probably buy a laptop, but don't get yourself a super expensive one. Get something that you sort of need and kind of can use. I think that's the best advice that we can give you today. So if you've been listening through the whole show, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to us ramble about the prices of PC today. Like, you know, old people.
And talk about how much we want to buy a PC but can't.
Yes. But do give us a shout out, you know, do give us feedback. You can find us on our website, okay? Our website, www.techn.tv, also features new reviews. We're coming up with a Dell G5 gaming laptop review. G5 and G15 gaming laptop review very soon. Do check it out. And of course, for the latest update on TechN.tv, you can always head out to our social media. You know, you can see photos there of, you know, teasers and whatnot for our new upcoming projects and, you know, product reviews. That's on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and even on LinkedIn. We are TechN.tv across the channel. That is TechN.tv. Of course, we're also available on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. So you can actually give us feedback on all of those. And do follow us on wherever you are so that you can get the latest podcasts every week. We do this podcast every week. So if you want to listen in to us, do subscribe. Oh, please.
Yeah.
And do support us, lah, basically. So thank you for listening in. This is me, Darwin, and Jeevan signing out. Bye.
See ya.